Welcome to this week's Grease Paint and Stage Lights. Let's start the show this week with an overture. To the future means it's another 60 minutes of Grease Paint and Stage Lights with me, Mark Billsby.
And me, Julia Roofy.
And me, Alistair Woodgate.
Do stick around, we've got some exciting news about Back to the Future. That's coming later on in the programme. As well as all that, we've got some great show tunes and our usual features.
Yes, this week's lyrical challenge is, well, the song is very famous, but I don't think you're going to get it from the bit I've chosen.
And we also have our Tour 22, which this week come from a 2022 musical comedy, which was based on a 1959 feature film, which in turn was based on a 1935 French film. Any clues? Ooh. Any ideas?
Ooh. Half lost after the first bit, wasn't it?
I'm sure you don't, Jane. You and Michael think you have nothing to learn, but you don't understand the simplest things.
Why are you all so big?
You'll find out. Children who lose their temper will lose everything else in the end. Caught you at last. Your quick temper went a bit fast. This is a place of war. This is a place where all wicked children go.
But this is our nursery.
No, this is our nursery.
For the church.
What church?
All right.
Temper, temper, silence in court. Is this not the story you thought? You have to stand on trial. You will not see your parents for quite some while.
Children who refuse to learn will not return.
Children who refuse to learn will not return.
Are you Jane and Michael Banks?
Yes, and we live at 17 Cherry Tree Lane.
Not anymore, you don't. You're at destiny's crossroads.
You stand accused of the wanton loss of a most precious commodity, namely, your temper.
Call the first witness.
Call the first witness.
Temper, temper, think of the cost. Temper once it's been lost, you cannot get it back. It's no excuse to say
that your move was black.
Call the surprise witness.
Call the surprise witness.
Call the surprise witness.
Surprise!
I saw them, Your Honor. They were fighting over Valentine.
Go on.
And tore his arm.
Is your verdict?
Yes.
You
stand there bold as brass. You face the stiffest sentence this court can pass.
Cast recording of Mary Poppins, that was Temper Temper.
It's time for this week's Lyrical Challenge on grease paint and stage lights.
Yes, indeed it is. Now let's see whether you can get the song from this. Whether loud be her cheers or whether soft be her tears, more and more do I realise.
Is that it?
That's it, yeah.
One more time.
Here we go. Whether loud be her cheers or whether soft be her tears, more and more do I realise.
Your eyes in the morning sun, and I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, and you softly leave. And it's me you need.
Get in touch. Visit our website, greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
If you're travelling to the North Country Fair, where the winds blow heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. If you go where the snowflakes storm, and the rivers freeze and the summer ends, please see that she's wearing a coat so to keep her from the howling wind. I'm wondering if she remembers me at all. Many times I've fallen darkness of my night, in the brightness of my day. So if you're traveling to the north country fair, where the winds blow heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Girl from the North Country with the title track.
I so want to go and see that. It's coming back in again for a while. I missed it first time round and second time round.
Well, that's why I thought I'd put it in, you see. And then before that, we had Saturday Night Fever and How Deep Is Your Love. So is it based around Bob Dylan songs?
It is indeed, yes.
Oh, I look forward to that. Because, I mean, I've got to be, he was a good songwriter, and people go, oh, he's a fantastic, he wasn't much of a singer for me, for anyone else.
No, plenty of people haven't been much of a singer, though, have they?
A distinctive style.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a nice democratic approach, isn't it?
Isn't it?
And the other thing is, at the beginning of the programme, we played the overture for Back to the Future, and the exciting news is that Brian Connolly is going to go into Back to the Future.
Yes, as the professor.
Do you think he will stick to the script, or do you think it'll be all over the place?
Unlikely.
He can't resist it, can he?
But nevertheless, it'll still be really good, I think.
Oh, tremendous. I think he's going in about August, September time, as far
That's
as
right.
I remember.
He's playing for about 10, 12 weeks, I think, and then Corey English, who is fabulous.
Who's fabulous.
He's going back in again.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very good.
I guess it's an opportunity for Corey English to take a break.
Yes.
And but Brian Connolly, it'd be very interesting to see how the dynamics change.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Perhaps we can go along and see it. We'll find out.
Yes.
You're listening to Grease Paint and Stage Lights. Ask the Experts is coming next. Is the show. Oklahoma is the song. You're listening to Grease Paint and Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby, Julia Ruffy and Alistair Woodgate. Time for this.
Now it's time to ask the experts on grease paint and stage lights.
Maybe it's the first time you're listening to grease paint and stage lights. Every week I pose three questions for our experts, being Julia Ruffy and Alistair Woodgate. So this is question number one. In which musical do the characters Mark, Roger and Mimi deal with poverty and addiction in New York City's East Village?
Rent.
Spot on. Well done. Question two. When did the first theatre open on Broadway? I'll give you a clue. It's 1700s, but when?
Yes, I think that's not much of a clue. I think I'd gathered it would be the 1700s, really.
April the 21st, 17... I'll let you finish off, Julie.
1763.
Well, you're a bit far there, so it's earlier than that. So I'll leave that as a clue.
1721?
A bit later than that.
1735.
Spot on.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
1735. Well done.
Excellent.
Question three.
Hang on a sec.
Yeah.
And which theatre was it?
Yeah, right. Question three.
That's one for next week, Mark.
Thank you very much. During 2022-23 season, how many people attended plays and musicals on Broadway? And it's in the millions. More than 10, but less than 13.
11 and a half.
We'll leave it with you. If you know, it's musicals@btinternet.com.
What will I do when someone asks me to dance?
Just smile and say, I'd be delighted.
Delighted.
Then offer him your hand.
Delighted.
Delighted. Now let him take command.
I'm hardly delighted.
You're dancing like a candle.
No, I cannot dance tonight.
I'd be delighted.
Then you go.
The music is entrancing.
Exotic.
Hypnotic.
The sound of it romancing.
Delighted.
Delighted.
And some of them are glancing.
People everywhere.
Elegance to spare.
How can I be sure they'll like me when I'm there?
I can see you dancing all
involved in the show. Visit our website www.greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
Hi Nancy.
Hi Helen.
What's the story? Morning glory.
What's the tale? Nightingale. Tell me quick about Hugo and Kim.
Hi Margie.
Hi Alice.
What's the story? Morning glory.
What's the word?
Hummingbird.
Have you heard about Hugo and Kim?
Did they really get pinned? Did she kiss him and cry? Did he pin the pin on? Or was he too shy? Well, I heard they got pinned.
Yeah.
I was hoping they would.
Uh-huh.
Now they're living at last.
He's gone.
Going steady for good.
Hello, Mr. Merkle. This is Harvey Johnson. Can I speak to Ursula, please?
Is it true about Kim?
Ursula?
I just knew it somehow.
About our date.
I must call her right up.
Saturday?
I can't talk to you now. She's too cool. He's too square.
Hello, Mrs. Miller. This is Harvey Johnson. Can I speak to Deborah Sue?
Hiya, Hugo. Hiya, stupid. What you wanna?
Oh, Mrs. Garfine, is Charity home from school yet?
Did they really get peeled?
She saw.
I was hoping they would. Gone
she does.
Now they're living at last.
Gone she nailed
gone
him.
For good.
You gotta go. That's the way to go.
Curtain up to encore, this is Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
I can see me, living just like Clara. Sipping champagne, can't you see me? In the middle of a dance floor. That could be me, that could be me. Things you take a chance for. It must be great to be called the It Girl. Your face on every magazine. That's where I'm gonna end up one day. Trust me. I wanna be her. I wanna be her. Dressed in style like Clara. I can see me. Can you see me? Attraction at the picture show. Like Clara Bow. Like Clara.
I wanna live the life of an outlaw. I'm gonna be like Billy the Kid. And when the law has got me surrounded, no doubt I'm gonna shoot.
Their hair the way I cut mine. Come
Capone was just like me when he started. Some guy, he made it big, and so will I.
It must be great to be called the It Girl.
Capone is more to me than a hero.
But one day soon, I bet you they will.
I wanna be like him. I wanna be like Al Capone.
Attraction.
I wanna be like
is the show. Picture Show is the track. Before that was Bye-Bye Birdie and the Telephone, and we kicked off with I'd Be Delighted from Little Women. So, facts from the theatre. We thought we might drop these in once a month, just a couple of facts, two or three. Just, 'cause I find it fascinating, some of these facts that are happening about the theatres in London. I'll add my comments when you've done your facts. Who's going first out of you two?
Shall I go first then?
Go on then.
Right, here we go. Now, this actually I didn't know and I think it's great. It's actually the fact that the whole of the Fortune Theatre, which is where Operation Mincemeat is on at the moment, would fit on the stage of the Dominion Theatre.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that? Shows you how big the stage is at the Dominion Theatre, doesn't it?
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't get my head around that. So the seating and everything would fit.
Yeah, the whole of the theatre would fit on the stage of the Dominion.
Oh, I like that. In fact, well done, Mrs. R.
But I don't think the Dominion is the biggest theatre.
No.
Certainly not in terms of seating capacity. Now, the information I've got here says that the largest West End theatre, any ideas?
No.
Well, Palladium? It says it's the Apollo Victoria.
Oh, yes, that is big, isn't it?
Which is big. But I just wonder whether the London Coliseum doesn't actually seat a few more than the Apollo Victoria.
I would have said that's possibly true because the Coliseum's huge.
Well, what we could do, we could look that up off mic, couldn't we?
Let's look it up and we'll come back.
Yeah, let's look it up.
Another one?
Well, we talked about the Dominion.
You're fighting over them now.
I know. We just mentioned the Dominion Theatre. That was built on land that was formerly the site of a brewery, the Horseshoe Brewery. Which is where the beer flood of 1814 occurred, in which 8 people were killed.
A beer flood?
Yeah. A beer flood, yes.
Wow, but what a way to go.
Good morning, gentlemen. Take a memo. Today the trades are all aglow with grosses for our Miss Monroe. The things those vermin mustn't know is what she puts us through. She makes directors wait all day. One line per hour is all she'll say. And still, she thinks we're gonna pay. She needs a talking to. Tomatoes like her must be put in their place. If she don't save up soon, she'll soon be walking. 'Cause the buck stops with me.
Yes, you're right, we agree.
Don't say yes until I finish talking. She's got them all tied up in knots. Makes each producer faint and plots. She thinks she's queen and calls the shots as she sits on her throne. She needs to learn she's only skin. The next girl's waiting for a spin. I made a star of Rin Tin Tin and paid him with a bone. Tomatoes like her, well, they're easy to find. We throw them out as soon as they start squawking. So get me some younger dish.
We concur as you wish.
Hey, don't say yes until I finish talking. And while you've got me on a roll, let's find a role for Nat King Cole. Tell Mankiewicz his script is trite. A little lower, to the right. I think that Brando is miscast. The television just won't last. And I'm the king of Hollywood.
All hail the king.
Oh, that feels good. Which brings me back to that dumb blonde. To her demands, I now respond. Some buy your act, but I'm not conned. You'd better fall in line. Your two bazooms and nuts to boot. I'll keep you in a bathing suit. When you stop bringing in the loot, we'll go back to the vine.
Tomatoes like you, they all wither and die.
My powers, though, will never be diminished. So don't bring me to my boiling point. You're just a prod. I own the joint. I'm in control. You're just a face. Allow me to cut to the chase. I'll make another movie star. Could someone light my damn cigar? And then say yes, 'cause yes, man, I'm finished.
One great show tune after another.
Baby cried the day the circus came to town, 'cause she didn't like parades just passing by her. So she painted on a smile and
took up with some clown, and she danced without a net upon the wire. I know a lot about her, 'cause you see, baby is an awful lot like me. We don't cry out loud, we keep it inside, learn how to hide our feelings, fly high and proud, and if you should fall, remember you almost had it all. Baby saw that when they pulled the big top down, they left behind her dreams among the litter. And the different kind of love she thought she'd found was nothing more than sawdust and some glitter. But baby can't be broken, 'cause you see, the finest teacher, me, and I taught her, don't cry out loud, just keep it inside, learn how to hide your feelings, fly high and proud, and if you should fall, remember you almost.
Get us into.
Now, Eileen, everything's gonna be all right.
It's awful.
Never mind. Try and sleep.
I can't sleep. I keep thinking of Ohio.
Oh, Eileen, me too.
Couldn't wait to get out of the place. With Mom saying, Ruth, what no date for this evening? And Pop with Eileen to be home dear by 10.
Ugh!
Those gossipy neighbors with everyone yapping who's going with whom.
And dating those drips that I've known since I'm 4.
The Kiwanis Club dance.
On the basketball floor.
Cousin Maud with her lectures on sin.
What a bore. Hazel Black.
Cousin Min.
Answer nine.
Hannah Finn.
Just hopeless. Babbity.
Stealthy.
Provincial.
Thank heaven we're free.
was Ohio from Wonderful Town. That was a Broadway cast recording. And before that, we heard Don't Cry Out Loud, which is The Boy from Oz, and Don't Say Yes Until I Finish Talking from Smash, and that's also the Broadway cast recording.
Now, coming up very, very shortly, are our Tour at 22. We'll play one more song first. And I gave you a little clue to begin with, that the Tour at 22 was from a 2022 Broadway cast recording based on a 1959 MGM film, which in turn was based on a 1935 French film called Fanfare of Love.
I thought he was going to say, and before that was 1785.
Yes.
Which is when the first theatre on Broadway opened.
For we sail on the sloop John B, my grandpappy and me, over the seven seas we did row, drinking all night. Feel so broke up.
Oh yeah.
I wanna go home. So hoist up the John B. sail. See how the mainsail sails. Call for the captain ashore. Let me go home. I wanna go home.
Let me go home.
And I wanna go home. Well, I feel so broke up. I wanna go home. Now the captain's a wicked man. He gets drunk whenever he can, and he don't give a damn for grandpappy and me. He kicks us around,
kicks us around,
and he knocks us about. Well, I feel so broke up.
Oh yeah.
I wanna go home. John B. sails. See how the mainsail sails. Go for the captain ashore. Let me go home. I wanna go home.
Let me go home.
And I wanna go home. Well, I feel so broke up.
Oh yeah.
I wanna go home. Now the first mate, he got drunk, and he broke in the captain's trunk, and the constable had to come and take him away. Sherry Johnstone,
Sherry Johnstone,
why don't you leave me alone? Well, I feel so broke up.
Oh yeah,
I wanna go home. So hoist up the John B.
I mean, can you imagine these Cornish fishermen turning up to Glastonbury to headline? Brilliant. Anyway, it's time for this.
Now it's time for this week's Two at 22. Two songs from one show on grease paint and stage lights.
And from the clues, I don't know whether you managed to put it all together, the MGM feature film was Some Like It Hot, which, of course, is the title of the musical as well.
Of course.
premiered on Broadway in 2022, starring Christian Ball and J. Harrison Gee, who was the first non-binary actor to pick up Best Actor in a Musical. The show was nominated for 13 Tonys, winning 4, and 8 Drama Desk Awards, which it won. And we're going to hear two numbers. It's a fabulous soundtrack. The two we are going to hear are Poor Little Millionaire and, to begin with, I'm California Bound.
Sue, may I check another bag?
Is the dining car open all night?
Ladies, ladies, ladies!
Ladies, listen to me, for in Sue you must trust. Tell the past, see you later, alligators. Cause our future is now, is California or bust for
Sweet Sue
and her society.
This is just to get us out of town. No one's asking you to have a baby.
There they are. Oh, God. This is crazy, Joe.
Not Joe. Josephine. You want to live? Get in the character, Geraldine.
Maybe this will all blow over in a day or two.
Extra, extra. Two witnesses hunted after gangland killing.
We got a train to catch. Girl, move them legs. I feel naked like everybody's staring at me.
We're California bound.
No one's staring at you, but ooh, I like what I see. If I ask nicely, one would give me a whirl.
And you best just keep repeating, I'm a girl, I'm a girl.
We're California bound.
Young man, we need to check one saxophone and one upright bass, please.
Excuse me, ladies, I'm Sweet Sue, and these are my society syncopators.
Charmed, I'm sure. I'm Josephine, and this
I'm
is...
Daphne.
Daphne?
Yes.
She's Daphne.
You're interesting women. I admire how you've chosen to express yourself through perfume.
So where are you gals off to with that sax and upright bass?
Oh, we're just heading back for our second semester at the Sheboygan Conservatory of Music.
Wait, Sheboygan. I'm offering you $20 a week right here, right now to join my all-girl band.
Make it 25 and we bunk together.
Done. What are the odds that we find the exact right instruments at the exact right time in the exact right place?
Sometimes it's best not to overthink these things. Tally ho!
Ladies, meet the new girls who'll be adding some class.
They're really all contrarians, you that save an RS.
I'm Josephine on sax.
And girls, I'm Daphne on bass.
But damn it, someone's missing, let me cut to the chase.
Well, I told her no booze, and I told her no men, and I have told her she must be on time again and again. So I am royally pissed. We have to wait by this train for the
Cut me some slack, Sue. This is the earliest I've ever been late.
Hey, ladies, all aboard.
Hey, ladies, all aboard. Hey, ladies, all aboard. Whether you're running away or you're running towards.
Tell the men of Chicago I'm hitting the tracks. I'm California bound. Tell the boys in the band Sugar's giving up sax.
You're in the middle of this week's 2 at 22.
Hotel Del Coronado, may I help you?
Hotel Del Coronado, may I be of service?
Hotel Del Coronado, please hold.
Paging Mr. Fielding.
Telegram, telegram.
Home for Mr. Fielding.
Wall Street calling.
Your mother calling.
Tell us, Mr. Fielding, what's the key to your success? You seem to float above a world that's totally a mess.
Well, they say the Great Depression's gotten everybody's goat. But Pop's invented root beer and it's keeping me afloat. And so I've sailed the seven seas to find myself a mate. Love comes and goes and heaven knows I've spent a lot on bait. Yes, money can be made or lost, for that's what money does. But that's not why at night I cry. The reason is because I like sailing on every coast. I've got millions, but I can't boast, because I'm missing what I need most. I'm a poor little millionaire. Most girls think I'm a perfect match. They see me and think, ooh, what a catch. But all my lovers go down the hatch. I'm a poor little millionaire. I pay my taxes, I got no debt. I'm just a little pot of gold. So I keep casting out my fishing net, but the only is a cold. But I'll keep sailing across the sea until that siren starts beckoning me. And when we merge, I'll no longer be just a poor little millionaire.
The Hotel Del Coronado. We made it.
Smell that ocean air.
It almost makes you want to run away to Mexico.
It looks like a movie set.
I've never seen anything like it. The view is absolutely beautiful.
I was sitting in sad repose, but then the boat started rocking and there she blew. So now I'm hoping that Lorelei goes for a poor little millionaire. Like Captain Ahab, I'm in my prime, and I could show you a whale of a time. I pray you aren't put off that I'm just a poor little millionaire. I've been looking for a gal for whom cash is not an aphrodisiac.
Good luck.
The nights are lonely, only counting your stash. And though I love my money, it doesn't kiss back.
Aww.
Do you believe in love at first sight? It sure is letting my appetite. So say you'll sail on my yacht tonight with this poor little millionaire. Oh, allow me to introduce myself. I'm Osgood Fielding III.
I guess that makes me Cinderella II.
I'm the proprietor of this humble oasis. We aim to make our guests feel equally welcome and properly pampered. May I help with your case?
I can do my own heavy lifting, thank you.
You must be with the band. I have a front row table for your show tonight.
I'll try not to spit on you.
Oh, don't hold back on my account. I'm a Pisces.
Good. Then you know there's other fish in the sea.
Pardon me, might you know that young Aphrodite's name?
Who, Daphne?
Daphne, time stands still. Daphne! My poor love life was all at sea. I was all resigned to walk the plank.
The plank.
But now my heart's feeling quite fancy free. So let's bust open my piggy.
That was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
If you'd like to suggest a 2 at 22, send them through to musicals@btinternet.com. Can I pick up on your statement before the 2 at 22? Desk something.
The Drama Desk Awards.
Yes, what's that about?
Yeah, well, they are another set of awards on Broadway. The difference between those and the Tonys is that the Drama Desk Awards are they're the only major awards which are for productions on Broadway, off-Broadway and off-off-Broadway, which compete against each other in the same categories. So they are all lumped together. And they were the awards were sort of started by a group of New York theatre critics, editors, reporters and publishers.
Clever stuff.
Been going since 1949.
He's very educated, isn't he? We're going to come up to the answer to Lyrical Challenge. That's coming next.
We're not. And it's a great show, yes.
Fantastic. That was Once and Falling Slowly. Now, a little while ago, we posed a question about the biggest capacity in terms of seating for a theatre, and you went off and did some research, as you do.
Yes, because we thought originally it was the Apollo Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought we'd double-check it, because questions whether the London Coliseum was a little bit bigger.
Mm. Okay.
The Apollo Victoria has 2,328 seats.
Yes. Right.
The London Coliseum, 2,359, so 31 more seats.
Oh, we were right.
We were right that it's the Coliseum.
Yes,
Coliseum.
Yes.
And not the Apollo Victoria.
Because you queried that, didn't you,
yeah.
Mrs. Arnold?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well done, you. Okay, time to do this.
The Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
I've looked at the clock. We've got to go. Thank you so much for your company. I'm Mark Bilsby.
I'm Julia Roofy.
And I'm Alistair Woodgate.
And the answer to this week's lyrical challenge.
It was I Love Paris by Cole Porter, and it came from High Society.
Alors, quelle chanson, chérie?
Tout c'est bien.
Quoi d'autre?
I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the winter
when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer
when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment.
J'adore Paris. Oh, pourquoi, pourquoi j'adore Paris? Parce que mon homme est... Bien. Do you remember Philippe?
Do I remember Philippe?
Yes, yes, do you?
No.
Neither do I. What about Jean?
Oh, Jean, that's a nouvelle story.
Life is not the same without Jean. I love Paris.
Why do I love Paris? Because my love is near.
Thank you very much.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity-free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in Grease Paint and Stage Lights is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.